Huge show coming up on Sunday as the Padres get out of town. Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean come into town, and we cannot wait for that, especially because we've known our next guest for a pretty long time.
What's up, kiddos?
Hi, Luke.
It's got to be so great at this point in your life, Luke Bryan, to call a couple of yahoos like us and just say, hey, it's Luke. No publicist, no agenda, just, you know, three close friends talking about how much they love each other.
That's exactly what this is. I'm just glad y'all haven't been replaced with AI yet.
Well,
oh, thank God.
How do you replace something with no intelligence with artificial intelligence? Luke, I do believe we owe you a thank you. A few years back now, you recorded a happy anniversary, John and Tammy, for our, I think it was our 20th year together. It's now our 26th year together. We don't even know why at this point, but we're so thankful that we are still together. You know, and to talk to you, because you're a dude that's been with us the entire time.
When I start sending 20-year anniversaries to people that I remember in their early years of the business, it's a little scary, but hey, as long as we're still having fun, and as long as our children haven't drove us insane, I guess we're doing good.
You can probably tell we're with Luke Bryan. Luke is coming to town right now with Jason Aldean. They'll be playing Petco Park Sunday. We will be at Baja Rick's before that show on Sunday, and it's your absolute last chance to win tickets to that show. Also, if you have tickets, we'll have some upgrades too, so show up.
What do you still find so exciting and so great, because you've been doing this for a long time, about going out on that stage?
Well, with me, through the years, I've gotten to be really, really good friends with a lot of professional athletes. Chipper Jones and I are buddies, not to name drop, but I will. Chipper Jones and me and Peyton Manning obviously spent a lot of time together. And as an athlete, you have a shelf life.
Yeah.
I watch them have to retire from a game that they love. I mean, when you're playing at that level, whether you're a country music singer or an athlete, you get to that level because you love it more than everybody else. You're almost just crazy enough to love it this much. So when I can be this many years in and walk out and play in front of a lot of fans and still get to, you know, I guess the most fun part is I really still get to do what I love, and I get to still feel like I'm 30 years old. And as long as that's going on, I mean, it's very intoxicating and amazing and fun. And as long as I can feel like we still got fans that are really enjoying the shows and wanting to come out, it's really fun to be able to stand on that stage and deliver. You know, I know Jason well enough to say he feels the same way. I mean, he and I grew up playing little bars around Georgia and college bars and frat parties. And the fact that he and I stand on the stage in San Diego at the home of the Padres, I mean, these are pinch me moments, and you know, we don't really take any of these moments for granted.
That's cool. Luke, when we talk to younger artists, and I mean, let's face it, they're all younger artists for the most part now. When we talk to them, we're asking them, who are you learning from when you're on the road, when you're opening up for these megastars? Are you soaking it all in? And dude, to your credit, so many of them say that you are somebody that not only are they learning from, but you embrace that. And you are like, hey, let me help you, as opposed to being kind of a reluctant, okay.
That's the beauty of the country music family and carrying on legacies. And I never will forget one time I was having some vocal issues early in my career, and I got Ronnie Dunn's number, and I called Ronnie. And he stayed on the phone with me talking out what was going on and what am I doing and vocal stuff. And I'm like, I'm on the phone with one of my, literally the guy that I grew up trying to sing and emulate.
Yeah.
And he spent all that time. So I think that's just a testament of what country music is and about. And I think anytime you can set an example to younger artists coming up through the ranks, it's the only way to go about it. It's just a lot easier to do that. I mean, it's a lot of work. I tell people, you know, it's a lot of work to be an
We'll have more with Luke Bryan in just a moment, but I want to remind you there are a couple of chances for you to win tickets to this Sunday show if you don't have them.
Saturday, I will be gas lamp at the new Cahoots location from 2 to 4. We've got tickets there. And then Sunday, right before the show, Tam and I hosting a pregame, a pre-party at Baja Ricks, where we are not only giving out last chance tickets.
Yeah, but we can upgrade you too. So if you have tickets, but you're like, oh, they're in the nosebleeds, maybe you can get better seats.
Nothing better than a lobster taco and a seat upgrade. More with Lou Bryan coming up. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We are back, continuing our conversation with Luke Bryan. He's part of, obviously, the Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean Double Down Tour coming to Petco Park on Sunday. Chase Matthew, Gavin Adcock, also part of that.
Our whole conversation this morning really, truly feels like we're just old friends catching up. I love that.
We are.
Obviously, you and Jason are old friends catching up when you're doing these shows together. I imagine that's what it's going to feel like.
The bottom line with me is, I just love doing music. I love the people involved, just like talking to you guys, knowing that, you know, we've gotten such a long history together, and I've watched y'all move markets and travel to different places to grow y'all's show. And then the fact that I've still got fans from, you know, when I first came out as an artist to the now that I look out there and there's a younger generation of fans, and I'm up there doing this. And then there's a younger generation of artists that they're launching and navigating their career a lot differently than I did. It's really fun to hear what they're going through as young artists and watch them grow.
Let's talk about some of the newer artists that you are getting a chance to talk to and learn from a mentor as a judge on American Idol. I have to know, I mean, you're Luke Bryan. We all know this. Carrie Underwood's Carrie Underwood. Well, you guys are sitting next to, and I know you're aware of this, but what is it like to be sitting next to someone like Lionel Richie, who has written so many of the best songs of our lifetime, of a lot of lifetimes? Are you, I mean, I guess now you're used to it, but when at least when it first started, were you not Luke Bryan for a while and just a music fan who wanted to pick the brain of a freaking legend that's sitting right next to you in Lionel Richie?
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing about Lionel Richie is my first times around Lionel were so impactful in my life, and that was even before, you know, the American Idol gig happened. So now that we get to sit there and hear his stories and just see his lifetime of work and his knowledge, and he gets to tell us his stories, and then the fact that I moved to Nashville as a Lionel Richie lover and fan, the fact that he and I have become great friends and just have such a great relationship together, it's been one of the highlights of my career. And the fact that Lionel is one of the nicest humans on the planet and sets an example of how you ought to be, it's good from top to bottom to know him. And Carrie and I really enjoy his company and his knowledge, and we have a good time with it.
It's so full circle, dude, because I remember early Luke Bryan shows when you used to cover Lionel's All Night Long, and it killed. Now it's full circle. You're his close friend. It's so cool, dude.
He picks up the phone when I call.
That's
crazy.
That's so cool.
Hey, has Carrie ever brought you any of her? I know she's really big into gardening and canning, and we all saw the video of her pantry at her house.
You never turn down an opportunity to accept Carrie Underwood mason jars. I mean, she is like a savant in that world. You know, she's brought Lionel and I some gift baskets. We're happy to get it, and she's, you know, Carrie's a really amazing person when you get to know her, and I'm happy that I get to know her. And when she gets home, you know, she kind of becomes Carrie Underwood, the mother and the gardener and the canner, and the fact that she has that as an escape. And then when she's on stage, she's Carrie Underwood, the superstar, rock star. She's like a little mini Martha Stewart.
Thank God it's good, because wouldn't it just be awful
really?
If she really stunk at it and she was all excited and gave everybody stuff? You're like, yay.
More jam. Great news.
All right. Are we going to see any kind of pranks between you and Jason at all on Sunday?
We're a little light on the pranks. We just want to have fun. And there's always something unexpected that comes up, but we're gonna have a great time out there with the fans, and it'll be certainly a night to remember.
Two dudes that have worked very hard to be exactly where they are in their life right now. A couple of longtime pals fulfilling a dream of playing in a ball field. Mm-hmm. And that's really what it is, man. That's really, really cool. Luke, we love you, man. That's all there is to it. Thank you for always remembering us, even if you are pretending. We are very, very...
He gets his little folder out.
Oh, trust
John
me.
And Tammy folder.
I know. It's a lot. It's a lot. Dude has a lot of obligations.
It's all good. It's a pleasure, and we're looking forward to seeing y'all. Great to hear you guys' voice, and we got a lot of memories together, and glad y'all are still having fun with it.
Thank you, Luke. We'll see you on Sunday, man.
Love you, honey.
All right, see y'all.
And we will see you, hopefully before Saturday. I will be at Cahoots in Gaslamp giving out some tickets to see Luke and his buddy Jason Aldean. And then on Sunday, Tam and I, oh darn, got a pregame at Baja Ricks.
And we'll be there from 2 to 4. Not only could you win tickets, but if you have tickets, you could get upgraded.
It's going to be a great weekend in San Diego, man. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.